Welcome to Allison's Closet, where dreams come true.
Happy to be
Today,
here.
I have the most authentic, wonderful human being. Honestly, I think it extends past human beings. I think it just, like,
I can't. I have to cut this off. I'm
entity.
blushing in your closet.
Good. The most authentic and wonderful entity on this planet, makeup of atoms, Mac.
Blessings, blessings on blessings. That's the nicest intro ever.
Blessed to be a guest, my friend Tanel said. Blessed to be a guest.
And I am truly also blessed
And
to
I
be your
love that so
guest.
much. Blessed to
I'm
be a
blessed to be
guest.
in your closet drinking grapefruit water that's never tasted better than
Isn't
anything
it
ever.
so good?
It's so good.
Spindrift. I like
Shout out.
to
Hey,
shout out.
Spindrift, if you want to be a sponsor of Allison's Closet, you know what to
You're my manager. I just named you manager of
Perfect.
Allison's Closet, producer.
Most powerful entity and manager.
Yeah, the most powerful cluster of atoms on this earth. Okay, I don't
Love
think I
it.
said powerful. I think I said authentic. I think
Oh, did I do that?
you.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Okay, so Mac is here today. Mac is a true angel. So we're gonna do small business
If
charity.
I ever learned how to harmonize at any point in our choir career, I could have sang that with you.
Where
But
did you sing alto?
yeah, but I have no idea how to harmonize. Never
Oh,
learned that
okay.
trick.
Well, you could sing the melody.
Okay, what is
Oh. Never mind. We'll work on it off
Okay,
camera.
perfect. Next time.
We're gonna off
Just
camera.
to keep them coming back next time.
Yeah. I like to steal something from all my guests so they have to come back.
Love it.
Like their phones, their identities, their social security cards,
Perfect.
whatever it takes. So we're gonna start with small business charity.
He's. Did I get it?
Did you get nervous? I could You did what I did, which is like start to command and
Pretend.
get very nervous. So I'm gonna start with one by a friend of mine named Brianna Silver. Do you know Brianna Silver?
I
She went to
don't.
Maple Grove, but like way after us. Like I know her because of like producing the shows and stuff. So I don't
No, I
think you
don't
know
think I
her.
do know her.
Well, she does this really cool business called Noonday, Noon Day. So
Cool.
like midday.
Yeah.
But it's called Noonday, so don't call it
Right on,
midday.
Brianna.
And she wrote up a cute little thing for me, so I'm gonna read it for her. Noonday is a fair trade certified B Corp business that employs artisans from vulnerable communities in countries like Ethiopia, Guatemala, Haiti, Vietnam, and a bunch of other ones to make handmade jewelry and accessories for fair wages. This business helps the artisans to have a dignified, safe jobs. That's like the huge thing. It's the freaking safety.
Yeah,
Okay. Where
right.
they can support themselves, their families, and their communities. Brianna works as an independent ambassador for Noonday, so that's where she comes in. Her job is to have like home parties and share the stories of the women who make these
Oh,
products,
cool.
as well as and sell the products to us. So like that's
Cool.
how we can get these products. It helps her, and since it is like her small business, she has flexible business hours, and she can help. Basically, Noonday helps create jobs for the women in these countries, as well as men and women in the United States. So it's like a
Right.
double duty. And Brianna says, it is so wonderful to see the impact that Noonday Collection has had on my life, the lives of other ambassadors, and the artisans. Plus, who wouldn't want to have unique jewelry and accessories that are on trend, stylish, and can feel good? You can feel good about purchasing.
Love it, Brianna. You should
Yeah,
be a
that's
copywriter
it was
'cause
so
that was
well written.
impressive.
Yeah, it was very well written.
Yeah,
So I
I'm
was like gonna
impressed.
write it up myself. I was like, no, she probably put a lot of time in this. I'm just gonna read it. And so here's her website. BriannaSilvers.NoondayCollection.com. Brianna is spelled like Brianna, and Silvers is spelled like Silvers.
I'm sorry, there's a couple different ways to spell Brianna. I think you need to spell it out just in case.
You're not wrong. Brianna, BriannaNNA.
That's how I had it in
Brianna.
my mind.
Okay. Otherwise, like, you can go to my Instagram at Allison's Closet Podcast because I
Heyo.
always put up our small business charities for the week. Our name,
Charities.
charity,
Charities.
charity. Girl, you're getting there. You got it.
By the end of this episode, get ready. It's all I can think about right now.
By the end of this episode, you're going to be a musical motherfucking genius.
Yeah, that's why I'm in this closet right now.
So anyway, you guys should go support Brianna and Noonday because they are super fucking cool.
I love it, Brianna. Keep going, sister.
Keep going, girl. We support you.
Yeah. Babe support babes.
Babe support babes. We're just going to start saying a bunch of feminist sayings. The yeah. whole, like, females are strong as hell. Brave babe. Literally, the things I'm saying are t-shirts I own.
I know, me too.
Love more. Like, I own that t-shirt. Okay.
I love it.
Will you please tell me about your small business charity?
Yes, and I can't wait.
I gave you another chance.
Okay. Honestly, that was very impressive.
Thank you so very much. Impressed. I have a music degree. That I don't use. Okay, go ahead.
My small business is a wonderful show that I have worked on for a couple years now called Take It With You. It's live radio theater from Duluth, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And they are based, obviously, in Duluth, Minnesota, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful town. For those of you that haven't been there, you should check it out.
Check it out. And shout out Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah, right? They also tour around the state, and they go do live shows, and it's basically every performance is a newly written script with original music, and they're just like the best artists ever, and they're brilliant and smart and funny, and it's so fun to be a part of, and it's awesome. And
yeah.
They're a little baby, and they're okay. just trying to make it out in the world.
Yeah.
And I love them, and I love supporting them.
I have their hat on my thing.
You do. You so, have a TV hat. They just got new merch. Oh, it's not God. Even funny how impressive the merch is.
I did not know where you were going with that. I was like, this is being recorded. I thought you were going to be like, they're not even good. I'm like, what?
No, they're very impressive.
Take It With You came to Yellow Tree, which is where Mac and I were working at the time, and correct. I was like, I demand a hat. You guys, I don't wear hats. Like, I'm not a hat person, but I was like, I demand a hat. And Mac's yeah. like, busy as fuck trying to, because you stage manage for the show, correct? And you help yes. write the show, and you do a shit ton of stuff. But
I was stage managing, okay. and now I'm just helping write.
You are? Okay,
yeah,
great.
Newly developed.
Yay! So basically, Max, like, I'm busy as fuck right now, just trying to get this show run. And you're
I'm trying to make sure actors go to the right spot.
And you're demanding a hat.
Which is a full time job.
You're demanding a hat.
I
you know
it.
What, you guys? I got that hat. So,
yeah,
fuck
and
off.
You rock it. I also have a hat, the same hat in my home.
Well, that's why I wanted it because I saw a picture of you wearing it. I was like, she looks so
I
cute.
Love
that hat.
I
really
love
that
it.
I love it.
That's awesome.
So cute. Maybe I could look cute in a hat.
You do,
update.
You rock it.
Update, I don't wear it that often, but I just don't wear hats that often.
You know what? I don't wear my TV hat except for in my home.
Okay.
Because a bright yellow on my Irish skin is not what I'm trying to be.
That is awesome. Where can we find Take It With You?
TakeItWithYou.org. Okay. They're also on all social media at Take It With You. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the whole nine.
Vine.
Yeah, they're the original.
That took
Vine.
You a second, didn't you? You had to remember what Vine
I know.
Was.
I was like, did she just say Fine or Vine?
Vine.
The ancient app Vine. MySpace. Check them out.
Shit, they have a MySpace music page. That's how I discovered Colby Colbert before she was popular. I'm not kidding you.
I don't want to bring negativity in the room, but sure. I really cannot listen to a Colby song.
Oh, I don't listen either. I'm just saying I discovered her on MySpace.
Gotcha.
I discovered her.
You discovered her.
I made her career because I didn't tell anybody because I wanted it to be my music.
Oh, I love that.
That's how
How'd
I
that work out?
For her, great. For me, well, not great. But anyway, so yeah. Take It With You. Are they regularly putting it out as a podcast or not?
Yes, that's the attempt.
Okay.
As you know, podcasting can sometimes get a little difficult.
Yeah.
So, but yes, that's the attempt. And they do shows in Duluth every month, typically the second or third Tuesday in the month. Okay. And check their website for all those dates and podcasts, anywhere that you listen to your podcast. You can search Take It With You right now and you can listen to all the shows. They always put it out as a podcast. So.
I need to listen to it.
Yeah, their latest season just got released. It's so good.
Yeah, I need to put that on my in my queue.
Do it, do it.
I always say in my queue, but I don't actually know how to spell that. Is it just Q-U-E?
No, it's Q-U-E-U-E.
That's why. It's like I knew there were two U's in, E's in there, but I couldn't figure out what came in between the two E's. I cannot talk.
I guarantee you, you're going to get a comment from this that's like, that's not how you spell that.
Mac, I don't get any comments.
Listen, you're about to, and it's going to be me, and it's going to be the wrong spelling of it.
You're just going to comment as yourself and be like, yeah, actually? And be like,
you did get a comment.
I don't get comments. Okay, now we're going to do, I'm not popular enough yet. I'm really nervous.
Just wait.
This is only the beginning, you guys. It's like when My Favorite Murder started.
Oh, listen.
They just started in a closet.
Yep.
I don't think.
And they were like, no one comments on my stuff. And now they have people like draw them.
Oh my God. If you guys want to draw me, could you guys draw me? Not in my current state. Not in my current state.
I love it. If you need to draw me in the closet, you do that.
Yeah.
I mean, draw me like one of your French girls.
Yeah, but I mean, I probably won't get naked, but.
Not Kate Winslet on a couch, just Allison in a closet.
Allison in the closet, looking good. Okay, now we're going to do something that I learned from Mac. It's called, can you tell me what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Pit and Peach.
Pit and Peach.
And I can't take full credit for it, but okay, what's it will from? Take some credit for it.
What's
just from like being drunk at a bar in college and needing something to talk about.
Okay.
I can't remember you... who told me.
Oh, I know who it was. You.
You're correct.
I'm giving you full credit.
Perfect. I'll take it.
So will you just tell us a little bit how it works? Because I'll try to explain it and not I'll fail. Yes. And you're here, so you might as well explain it.
Great. that works for me.
I'm very demanding.
Pit and Peach is just like a look back, a like check in with yourself of the good and the bad. I always like to start with Pit because it's sort of like the not so great part of your day or your week. And then I like to end with Peach because it's the great part, the part that you're excited about, the part that you feel good about. So you can always end it on a good note.
Is it per day? Because I did per week.
No. So usually I only do it once a week. I mean, I try and write down like what I'm grateful for. And by every try, day. I mean like maybe once in a blue moon I remember
well,
to do it.
Well, you're still trying.
Yeah. It's the effort, right? So yeah, I usually do per week.
Okay. So do you want to go first or do you want me
Yes,
to go first?
I would love to do my pit first.
Okay.
My pit is the current state of the humidity in the air.
Yes.
In Minnesota, it got really nice for like 2 days where it was like, I don't know, like mid 70, no humidity.
Yeah, it was downright chilly. It was downright chilly. Sweater, I'll say it.
A sweater was necessary.
Sorry, I'm burping. So that's why I keep doing this. I'm just burping.
During my pit. My new pit is that Allison keeps burping.
I keep burping. So I do, you do your peach now?
No, you can do your pit and I'll do my peach.
My pit this week is, it was my first week back at work because I was unemployed for a while and it was super overwhelming to like be on a regular schedule again. And I was just very anxious that I wouldn't wake up in time because
I have that same fear going into my new job right now.
Mm-hmm. I literally put my phone across the room. I was like, I know myself and I know I'll have to get out of bed to stop my alarm. Otherwise I won't wake up.
Yeah. Yes.
So that was stressful, but. Like, then today I woke up at 7. So I'm like, okay, my body is actually...
Yeah, you're like, in a new routine.
Yeah, so that is my pit, even though it's kind of a peach. Because I started a new job, but...
That's awesome.
Now, what's your peach?
My peach is that yesterday I got to see all my family members at our annual pool party at my parents' house. And both me and my mom recently just got jobs, like, in the last couple of days. And so we were both kind of a little fearful of, like, going into seeing all our family. You have to be like, yeah, I haven't found anything yet.
Yeah.
But then we got to go in and be like, yeah, mom's crushing it. She got a new job. She's super excited about it. I'm crushing it. Got a new job. Super excited about it. So it just felt really good to be, like, mother-daughter duo, powerful AF.
Yeah, girl.
That's it was really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, I felt good.
Yeah, there's nothing I dread more than, how's the job search going? And I know I literally asked you that today before I knew about your new job.
Isn't that because, so
like,
funny?
It's like, I care about you and I want to know, like, literally, how's your job search going? But also, when people ask me how my job search was going, I was like, well, I took 4 naps yesterday, so not
Correct.
Great.
Correct.
Molly and I found a fuck. I don't want to jinx it, but I also want to put it out in the universe, which is
okay, I'm ready.
Tricky. Which is tricky. Molly and I found the most beautiful apartment yesterday, and Molly has been working her ass off to find us an apartment because the thought of looking at apartments puts me into like a spiral of anxiety, especially when I didn't have a job. I was like, there's no point.
How am I going to pay for it? Exactly. Yeah. Right.
So God bless her little soul. She has put so much work into this.
And that's amazing.
We found the perfect place and we applied for it. And so our fingers are crossed.
My fingers are also now crossed. We're going to get it.
Oh, it'd be so nice.
Well, I do want to say into the audio, now that it's back, that Molly is one of my favorite people. So old maid status is a compliment.
Molly is timeless. She's both from the 1800s, the 1950s, and the future.
I would agree with that.
I discovered that. Because remember, I'm always like, Molly's from the 1800s. Like, I just love her so much. Because she just puts up, like, random embroidery in our house. Correct. And just, like,
Which
the best.
I started embroidering, so get ready. Your new apartment's going to be full of it.
Can you please plug that at the end if you want?
Sure.
Okay, I wrote, like, Mac plug, because I realized I never let my customers, who are you, my guests, plug a single thing in their lives.
Oh, that's funny. Well, it starts today.
Okay, so today. But yeah, so Molly is timeless. She is from the 1800s, the 1950s, and the future all in once. And she's a perfect human. That. And I can't That's remember correct. Why we were talking about her. Oh, because she put so much effort into finding us a place.
Oh, yes.
And we finally found something. So
that's awesome.
We're really hoping that we get it. And there's a huge
I'm
patio.
For you.
There's a huge patio. Oh, speaking of Molly, this is just the Molly Appreciation Podcast. We passed this patio with, it was just all plants. And I go, Molly, you can be that lady. I'm okay with it. She goes, okay, good.
I love that.
She lets me have cats and I let her have plants.
That's a great that's partnership right like there.
A, yeah, we're
working. That's hashtag roommates.
We're working on our common law marriage.
I love it.
We're currently cold.
I live with my aunt and it's kind of the same way. She lets me live there and I take care of her cats.
Yeah, so we're co-parents. Molly and I are co-parents.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. So we should probably get into it.
I'm so ready. Man, am I ready.
Good. Welcome back to Allison's Closet, where dreams come true. You didn't go anywhere, but we did. It's a week later. Because the other one didn't record. So today we're doing Hang the DJ, season 4, episode 4. Have you seen this episode?
I have not seen this episode, and I'm ready for it.
Okay. I love you so much, Mackenzie. Okay. So, you're my hero. We open on our main character, Frank. He's walking down the street, and he asks this little device. It's like a little circular device in his hand. He goes, where am I going? What's the thing's name? I can't remember. Coach.
Coach.
I thought you've never seen this.
I haven't, but you told me. And by earlier, I mean last week.
I'm not cutting this out. Okay. So... this is my...
I told you I was going to be a great actor and I'm answering your own fucking rhetorical question.
Mackenzie, we've already done this and Mackenzie is being a champ and pretending like we have it. But my life is falling apart. And
your life is not falling apart. You're actually conquering life.
She's my hero.
Whatever.
Mackenzie's my rock. Okay.
I am the Dwayne Johnson to your Kevin Hart. We need to become movie stars now.
I'm Kevin Hart. I hate Kevin Hart.
I'll be Kevin Hart. You can be Dwayne.
Okay, I can do that. Done. You can call me The Rock from now on.
Perfect.
Okay, so let me start over. We open on our main character. His name is Frank. He's walking down a dark street and he asks his coach, his little device in his hand, not the purse, don't get confused, but like a little circular device. Have you ever seen those Nest thermometers?
Yeah, for sure. I think I have one in my home.
Yeah, I do too. Not a fan. But anyway, it looks like that.
Got it.
I hate when technology gets that advanced. I don't even want to talk about it. Anyway, well, I am because this is a Black Mirror podcast.
Because it's Black Mirror. But
okay, we have to get going. I have to go learn about health insurance. Okay, so.
What a Sunday. What a day.
You guys, I'm living my best life. I had to wait poop off my cat's butt this morning. I... get to learn about health insurance. And I drank a lot of matcha. Okay, so.
But back to Black Mirror.
I should cut all of this out, but I just don't want to.
Don't. Let's not. Let's just be ourselves.
Be Be authentically you. So
correct.
Be my. No, I won't say it.
I won't say the name of your future podcast.
Don't want to give people ideas. So he looks at his coach and he's like, where am I going? She's like, go to the hub. The hub is just like this big mall area, or like a hub.
No, that one didn't.
Great descriptive.
Landed the first time around. It didn't. So Frank is at a restaurant and a woman walks up and she asks her coach, like, how will I know who he is? And then it shows a picture of him at the, like, a current picture of him.
Sure.
And it's actually like,
oh, like at the restaurant.
A moving image.
Like it's happening.
It's a moving image. Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, live like feed. Potter. That's what it was.
Gotcha.
Similar to Harry Potter. Yes. I think that's where they got the idea.
I have no idea.
This episode,
I hope JK
was,
got some money.
This episode was actually written by JK Rowling. That if is only. Not true. Don't fact check that. So we're getting some giggles in this episode. So her name is Amy and he's like super awkward and weird and it's like cute and whatever. They both sit down and we find out it's their quote unquote first time in the system. The system is like a dating system. More okay. Info to follow. Why am I talking like that so much in this episode? Everything.
I don't know, but I dig it.
Because everything has an emoji clap after it. I like that's how I like to talk.
That's amazing.
I once did that to my mom where I was like, you need to listen to me. And I'm like clapping. She goes, you need to.
Was it effective?
Oh, no. She did not like it. She was very mad at me.
I think my mom would just laugh in my face. My mom and I have only ever shouted at each other once, and we both just like burst out laughing.
Oh my god, I wish. Okay. Yeah. We like to yell at my house. Let's keep going. My only level is loud. They both sit down, and we find out that this is both their quote unquote first time in the system. I already said that. Oh well. It's like a dating system. You'll learn more later. They get their food delivered to them. Like Black Mirror just knows what they want to eat.
Oh.
Which, I mean, would kind of be nice, but also not. So they're eating. They check. They're like, should we just check the expiry date? So they take out their little coach and they have to click up.
Of the food?
Girl, you need to be patient, but that is a good question. No. Not the food. So
like, do not interrupt me, but also thank you for asking questions.
But also please interrupt me because that's a great question. No, not of the food. Wouldn't that be funny? Okay,
that would be funny. No. Should we just check if the salad is good until tomorrow? Or
I did buy some on sale salad dressing today only to learn that it was expired. Which is probably why it was on sale. It's over a month expired.
That's
so
funny.
I'm still gonna eat that. So oh my god, this episode. I'm exhausted already. So they are checking their expiry date and they have to click a button at the same time. And what their expiry date is their relationship expiry date.
Roger.
Roger Dodger. So they find out they only have 12 hours together before their relationship expires. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. So the system, like I said, is a dating device that matches people up and they can look to see how long their relationship will last, obviously. And then it takes all the data from all these relationships they're going through and and they find their perfect match or their ultimate match. When they find their ultimate match, they leave the program. A weird car pulls up. It's like an auto car, which I'm not a fan of, even though I know they're quote unquote safer.
How? I'm sorry.
I mean, human error, but whatever. Do you know how many people fucking text and drive? Don't even get me started on texting and driving.
Yeah, but do you know how many cars, like, shouldn't be responsible for human lives?
Yeah, all of them.
Correct. That is the correct answer.
It takes them to a numbered house within this huge complex of identical houses. They use their handprint to get in the door.
Ooh.
Not a fan. They go into this like really fancy like studio apartment. I don't know what it is, but all of this is through the dating service BT Dubs.
I wonder how much that costs.
I have no idea.
It's Black Mirror. No money. It's fake.
Everyone has all of the money except for in 15 million merits. Do you remember that one? Raced a bike.
No.
The guy from Get Out.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't have all the money. Well. Anyway.
Got it.
Anyway, listen to episode 4. I don't remember what episode it was. So they're like, oh, okay, there's the bed. And they're really super awkward. They're like, we don't know what we're supposed to be doing. So they, what's her name? Amy? Did I say that?
Yeah, I think it's Amy.
Thank you.
Frank.
It is now. Amy goes in the bathroom and Frank is out in the room. And Amy's like, what am I supposed to do with him? Like, do people usually, she's like, I'm talking to them. Do people usually sleep together if they're only 12 hours? Like, what do we do? And the device is like, you can do whatever you choose, blah, blah, blah. And like all this, you know, robot talk. And he's doing the same thing out in the hallway. Like, So they lay in the bed together and they're having just like a nice conversation. And then they're clothed. Then they zoom in on their hands and they do that little hand thing where one person's hand inches over.
Like we did in eighth grade with boys that were...
No, Mackenzie, I didn't because boys didn't want to hold my hand, but whatever.
Well, the boys that wanted to hold my hand later turned out to also like boys, so...
Well, at least someone wanted to hold your hand.
And we wish them well on their journey, don't we? Still bitter.
Anyway, so they zoom in on their hands.
Sorry, did we get off track with my... I'm just kidding.
I just finished telling Mackenzie like 17 horror stories from my past. And so now we're like stuck in the past.
Eighth grade, what a time to be alive.
Maybe that should be like bonus content as me just telling horrible stories that have happened to me.
Yes, let's do that.
Nobody wants to listen to that. Anyway, so they do that hand thing. She grabs his hand, blah, blah, blah. No sexy time. Next morning, they check their devices and they watch their relationship time click down. And when it gets to zero, they each get in different cars and they hug. Well, before they get in the cars, they hug.
Wait, I would love if they were like in the car and they just like stretched out their arms to one another. They're like, so long, farewell, friend.
It was nice getting to know you.
There's that British accent we all wanted.
So they hugged from the cars.
Correct.
And then, but you can kind of tell they're like, oh, I kind of like this person. Like, why couldn't I hang out with them longer? Like, what's the point? Like, I want to.
Yeah, why only 12 hours?
Mm-hmm. And the machine, we get this like mini montage, both the characters walking in nature and talking to their coaches. And they're like, but how do you know she wasn't the one? And blah, 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 blah. And we find out that the system is right 99.8% of the time and evaluates how things go in each relationship and caters them for the new relationship to find their ultimate match. They each get a new match. Ding, ding, ding. She meets her new dude and she's like, oh, cool. He's like super hot. This will be super fun. His new lady and she is a fucking dud. She's already eating when he gets there.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite detail.
Oh my God. She's already eating.
That's truly a girl after my own heart.
I almost didn't write it down. I'm so glad I did. So he gets there and she's like already eating her meal. And he's like, I'm sorry, I was a little late.
Is that not though? Like I want to be a person like that just for the day. Cause I would never in a million years do that, but just the thought makes me so happy.
So she's already eating.
And I hope her name is like, I don't know, like Veronica.
I can't
remember
if I wrote it down. Wasn't it like, I can't remember. But anyway, so
I love it.
This bitch is already eating her food. And we find out that he was like a little bit late. He's like, sorry, I was trying to find out. Like, I was trying to find the right outfit. She like looks him up and down. She's like, okay. Like, you didn't find it. That was the context clues, but just in case you didn't get that.
Love it.
Thank you.
I love Veronica.
I may or two over explained. Let's call her Veronica. I think her name is somewhere later in these notes, but who cares? So they check their so she's already eating. Didn't even keep saying that.
That's amazing.
They check their expiry date and they're gonna be together for 1 year. And she's like she literally says, Jesus fucking Christ, which is my favorite saying in the whole entire world. And so
no apologies necessary.
I don't apologize for shit. So they just am laughing at how much you love that she was already eating. Okay. So she's like, I can hear myself back going. She's like, Jesus fucking Christ. So back to Amy. They check their expiry date and it's 9 months. And she's like, okay, well, this should be fun. Like, whatever. Back to the creepy house with Amy and her dude. They find out that he has been in 5 relationships with this system.
Okay.
And so My question is, do they have to live in that studio apartment for 9 months? Like, I don't understand that process.
And, like, who pays the rent?
Well, the service does.
Utilities.
Service. I don't know the utilities details.
Like, who takes out the garbage?
Well, do they even have garbage?
I suppose if Black Mirror is just, like, bringing them salad.
That's true. They probably don't have any waste except for their own. That was weird of me to say. So, I mean,
it kind of was weird, but it's also a true fact.
I'm here for the facts, people. This is a facts-only podcast.
The hard facts.
The hard facts. I hope this all records. So anyway. Because apparently that's a risk we are running now. So he walks out of the shower, and he's like, look, I've learned that you should just have sex right away and get it over with and just take away the tension. And he's like, I'm going to consent to everything. I'm my little coach right now. Like, you do the same. I don't know. I guess that's something they do.
I don't know. I just kind of feel like that's a little creepy. Like, totally fine. And, like, I'm a little creeped out by that fact just because I think that, I don't know. I mean, you have to bring it up somehow. So, like, yeah. I'm sure he just was like, I've already done this. Let's just.
It's just creepy the way he. Whatever. We jump to Frank and his lady, and it's just like really uncomfortable sex. And she's like, your breath stinks. Like, please stop breathing on me.
Oh my
me.
God, I love her. Veronica.
You have to watch this episode because it's just, you're going to love her. And just her face, like, she looks like this is the character she should be playing. Okay, so.
I'm sure casting she's a very works. Nice woman. I'm sure the actress. Works really
no,
hard.
No, just like the way they like have her hair and her makeup and just like.
Oh,
just
like they look, did good.
It just looks like who she should look like. So anyway,
I love it.
After Amy and her dude have really great sex, and remember, they did, other people did not. They cut to him like drinking water and he does this.
Ooh.
Remember that.
Yeah. Okay. That's a
no. Shit's going to come
yeah,
back.
It's a negative.
Frank and Amy end up at some sort of. Like commitment ceremony, like someone found their match. Oh, Frank and Amy. I was like, what? Who are those people? But they're with their respective spouses. Frank can see Amy, like sees her from afar and see that she's like kind of having a good time. And he's like, well, I'm living in hell. So Amy sees Frank and she says hi to him and they start to talk. And then Frank starts to choke. Oh no. And then Amy.
He starts to choke.
Yeah, apparently I forgot this part. He starts to choke and Amy like hits him in the back. Oh yeah, this was my PSA. PSA, do Heimlich. Do the Heimlich. Oh yeah, is it the Heimlich remover or maneuver? Remember this conversation? Anyway.
I do, but I think it's the maneuver.
I think it's maneuver. We don't have to. It was a boring conversation. So okay. Anyway. Yeah. They get all flirty, and Amy's new dude is like, hey, girl, what's up? Like, who's this guy? Okay. And then Amy gets kind of swept away with her beau with the, just like the festivities. But they look back. She looks back at Frank, and he looks absolutely miserable.
Oh.
They spend some time with Amy. Oh, Lenny. I think his name is Lenny. Whatever. We spend some time with Amy and her dude, and it's just like starting to get awkward, and time is passing, and like they're getting to the end of their relationship, and they're just complicit, and they're just like waiting for the end.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like she's bored.
Yeah. And she's pumped when it ends, and she's because he keeps doing, and she's like, you do that.
That would be enough to make me want to run away from the whole system. Yeah, that would make me give up on love.
The fact that this, oh Jesus, the fact that this system matched me up with a man who does that.
Who enjoys water too much.
I cannot believe it. Anyway, so she's pumped when it ends. She's like, peace out, motherfucker. And she keeps getting matched up in these really short meaningless relationships, like 36 hours. And then Frank is just stuck in hell with what's her face?
Veronica.
Sure. When Frank's relationships, they're just standing very far apart from each other, waiting for their respective cars. And when the time clicks down, he goes, I just want to say it. She goes, don't even say it. And then they get to their respective cars.
Oh my God.
Because she's just like, right.
R.I.P. Veronica, you're a real bitch and we love you.
We love you, Veronica. Clap emoji in between. So,
correct.
He gets a new match right away, and his match is Amy.
I feel like it's too good to be
and
true.
They're... Fuck you. It's because you already know how this ends. Anyway.
No, it's because it's Black Mirror.
Dun, 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 dun. I know. I have like 1.5 more episodes to watch of like ones I've never seen before. Oh, no, two.
Oh.
Two. Because I have to watch them and rewatch them. And I just like don't have the emotional capacity to watch a new Black Mirror and not know what's going to happen. I might just have to read the Wikipedias first. But anyway. it's Amy again. Hooray, they're excited. So they decide not to check their expiry date. She's like, I just keep having short flings and I just want to just like have some fun and not check. And he's like, okay, cool, let's do it. They start talking about their old relationships and how like he was a prisoner and she's had meaningless sex and blah, 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 blah. This time they have sex. They start talking to the system and they're like, wait, they start talking to the system? I think they start talking about the system. They start talking about the system again, and they're like, but how do you, like, know it's perfect? Like, how do you know they're not just wearing us down? You know, just, like, wear after relationship after relationship. And Frank's like, well, here's my theory. I think that we're somehow in a simulation or, like, something weird like that. And she laughs at him, and they just, like, move on. Whatever. New scene. Cute couple shit. Blah, 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 blah. And then Amy goes away. He pulls out his coach and he looks at it and he's like, I will resist. And he puts it back in his pocket. More scenes to show that they are enjoying each other's company.
They've fallen in love.
Blah, blah, blah. Molly. I almost just said Molly. Hi, Molly. Are you listening? Now, Amy is sleeping and Frank is watching her sleep, which is a no-go for me. But anyway, he gets up and he pulls out his...
Sorry, I just yawned, and I could not.
Oh my god, listeners!
Not at you. I stayed up too late last night.
Not cutting that out. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't I text you and say, did you want to do this later? I am so.
Well, no, I was. I also woke up.
I'm not cutting any of this. I'm not cutting any of this. So he gets up. Jesus, and he pulls out his coat.
And he's tired, and he yawns.
Yeah, I like thought you were. Acting out for a second. I like didn't know what you were doing. Anyway, so he gets out, he pulls out his coach, and he checks their expiry date.
Frank. Ooh, that echoed. That's how upset
that's
I am.
Okay. So he finds out that they have 5 years together. Suddenly the expiry date changes to 3 years.
Oh my goodness.
Then to 18 months. Then to 20 months. And then we find out that one-sided observations changes the outcome of the relationship. So, yeah. Now we're down to 3 weeks, and the device keeps saying, like, everything happens for a reason. Like, you obviously looked at this number for a reason, and blah, blah, blah. Well, it didn't say that, but that was just me explaining.
Yeah.
And finally, it settles on 20 hours. So they went from having 5 years together to having 20 hours together. Because
what an idiot, Frank. I'm with Veronica, man.
Typical fucking man. And then I wrote, ha 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 ha, what? Because I don't even think I'm funny. So she wakes up the next day. Are you yawning again?
No, I'm just very upset with Frank.
Good. So she wakes up the next day and she's all like happy and like living her life because she loves her boyfriend. But he is not happy because he obviously knows what's going to happen. They spend the day together and it's super awkward. And he keeps checking his coach because he knows the time is running out, but he doesn't want to tell her. And then finally they're in the middle of the mall with a bunch of escalators. And he's like, she's like, what's up? And he tells her that he looked. And she gets really mad at him. And she's like, well, how much time do we have? And he goes, well, now at this point, we have like 1 hour left. And she's pissed.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I can't.
He tells her what happens. And she gets really mad at him. And she's like, I really liked you. And I just really needed to know. And he's like, but what if we just like ignore all of this and we jump the wall? Like, how do you know we can't just leave? And she gets really upset with him.
Okay, what's the wall?
Oh, so this whole dating service is literally like a complex. Like, they're in this system during so they don't go
it's
home.
It's like a colony.
Kind of, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's some weird Black Mirror shit. So they're like literally there's walls or like what it is.
There's a wall surrounding
like Maze Runner. Or not Maze, is that the sure. book? Have you read that book?
I haven't.
Is that...
It's like Truman Show, like there's a wall at the edge with the sky on
sure.
it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. But they know they're in it. He did not. So anyway.
Roger. Yeah.
Roger Dodger. So they're like, what if we just jump the wall? And she's like, you ruined it. Like, I'm mad at you. Is that funny?
Okay. I just think that's funny. Because I would also say that to somebody
She's like, you ruined it. And she runs away. A security guard comes up with a taser. And like everyone in the mall is just like stopped and staring at him. And it's really creepy.
Ooh, they're robots.
Well, so he's crying. No, they're not robots.
More on that later.
They're not robots, I don't think. Well, anyway, so he's crying and getting angry at the device. And he's like, I'm just going to fucking leave. Like, what's the point of this? And the device is just like, if you leave, you will be banished. Blah, blah, blah. Terms and conditions. Oh. And he's like, can't I just be mad at you? And it's like when I get angry at my Alexa. Don't say her name that loud because I don't want her to wake up.
Alexa.
I don't even know if she's on right now. But anyway.
Okay, we won't test it. The little kid in me wants
Alexa?
To be like...
Alexa? Okay, it's off. So anyway...
Oh.
I kind of wish it wasn't. But anyway, so it's like when I get mad at my Alexa and she's like... Or I tell her that I love her and she's like, cannot comprehend human feelings. Or I don't know.
Gotcha.
We'll talk about it. So, new relationship for Amy and she's unhappy. There's like a...
Oh, wait. So they leave each other.
Their time is up. Yeah.
Oh, and she storms away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So there's a weird, like, quiet Black Mirror montage where there's, like, no words or music, just, like, different colors and fade-ins and showing you that time has passed and things are happening.
I love me a Black Mirror mm-hmm. montage.
Yeah. So Amy goes out with a bunch more guys and time is passing and blah, blah, blah. And Amy is skipping rocks. And suddenly she realizes that she could never skip a rock more than 4 times, no matter, like, how hard she tries. And this girl is good at skipping rocks.
I can't skip rocks.
I've never tried due to a fear of failure.
It's not a talent.
I am not joking. That's a serious thing.
I have tried too many times and I can't
I've
do it.
I've never tried.
It's like skipping rocks and water skiing. I'll just never accomplish that goal.
No, not interested. Just don't even, just keep me inside. So I like to go extreme. So, she's skipping rocks. She realizes she can only skip them 4 times. She's like, that's really weird. Amy's coach rings and she finds out that she's been matched with her ultimate match and they'll leave this place forever. And then she's like, have I ever met this person? Like, blah, 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 blah. And the coach is like, you've never met this person. She's like, fuck, because that means it's not Frank. Then she finds out that she's allowed to say goodbye to one person before she leaves. And she's like, Frank, I choose Frank. Like, of course, you dumb shit. So then. That was me talking to you, not the show.
Listen up, girl.
So she looks at her coach. Oh, she goes, where are you meeting? And like, same place, same booth. And she goes, coach, count to 4. And she throws it into the water and it skips 1, 2, 3, 4. And it sinks in the water.
Bye, coach, forever.
Bye, coach. Yeah, bitch. So she gets to the restaurant. She sees him and they find out they only have 90 seconds to say goodbye. I'm sorry. 90 seconds?
Never enough time. Oh, I love it. They're like gonna... Okay, I'm not... They're gonna do something.
Stop.
Intense.
You're supposed to pretend like you don't know what's gonna happen.
I don't... I honestly... Here we go. It's all happening.
I am giving you some very annoyed eyebrows right now. So...
I'm just kidding.
We find out that his pairing day is also tomorrow. And they're like, but I love you. Like, what are we going to do? I fucking love you. And then Amy goes, can you remember where you were before you came here? And he's like, no. And neither of them can. And Amy's like, I think this is a test. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she goes, don't you feel like this has just happened like 1,000 times before? Like, we're meant to break this mold. We're meant to rebel. Us rebelling is something to do with the test and we have to go. And he's like, okay, cool. Like, I wanted you to do that earlier, but fine. If it's your idea, then cool.
Right. As long as
he
it happens.
He doesn't say that part, but I just want to say
that's a
for
good...
a second that I have been upset lately because I have been introducing people to things and then Suddenly it's their thing, and I don't want to talk about it any further. So we...
I just want to take a moment out of this story to tell you that this happens, and I do not want to talk about it. That's what you just did. That's exactly what you just did. It was amazing.
I'm not cutting it out. So they decide to go over the wall together. I have to stop, okay? They decide to go over the wall together, and as they leave to go, every single person in the restaurant is staring at them. Been there.
No, I haven't. Robot. So,
a guard comes up to her, and he's holding the taser out to Amy. I'm going to die. She looks at Frank, and she goes, I got this girl. Frankie, I got this.
Frankie, don't you even worry.
And she reaches her hand out, and she touches the taser. And everything in the restaurant freezes.
Oh.
Everything freezes. They start to walk through the restaurant and everyone is frozen. Everyone in the entire hub is frozen. And I'm like, why aren't you fucking running? But anyway.
Right. They're just like leisurely going
well,
to the
they're
wall
just
now.
Like freaked out. They're like, okay. So they all run to the wall and they start to climb in this like built-in ladder. It's like a water tower. You know, a water tower is a built-in ladder. It's like,
yeah.
It's there,
yeah.
But you don't worry about people escaping. Anyway, so escaping
gotcha.
From the
okay.
water tower. So this podcast just took a turn. So they get on the wall and they start climbing this built-in ladder. It's like a bajillion feet tall. Not worth it mm-hmm. to me for love. So, too much exercise with no break. So
I don't care if the man I love is dying, if it requires me climbing
dying.
A ladder for a couple minutes.
It's not a couple minutes. It's a very tall ladder. Clapping emojis in between. So I wrote, like, in order to get your love, you have to climb, like, a really tall ladder with no break. So clearly I was upset about it. So mm-hmm, as they start to climb up, the town below them starts to get completely black and starts to be encompassed. They start to be encompassed by pixels.
Oh my goodness.
Suddenly.
Frank was right.
The screen goes black. Black mirror. So they get into this weird room where I'm trying to explain this correctly. There is a number above their head that says 998. And around them are different versions of themselves mm-hmm. with numbers above them. Por ejemplo, for example, mm-hmm. for all you English-speaking listeners, like 966, 582. I can't think of any combination of numbers. But anyway, there's a bunch of numbers, a bunch of them. Suddenly, they all start to be, like, pulled up into this computer, and it says, 1,000 simulations complete.
Oh, my gosh. He was right. Frank knew what was
which
up.
Is why she could only hit those rocks only 4 times. I didn't tell you that time part last time because I realized it after you left. Because
wait, I don't understand.
So
why
because that's what the simulation is set up to do. Like, oh, someone wants to skip rocks. Cool, they'll be successful at it up to 4 times.
Oh,
I didn't tell you that last time because I forgot. So,
when she skipped
she
the coach
realized,
in the water, she was like, oh, "This is what we got to do." That was when she figured it out.
She figured it out when she was like out at the lake skipping rocks, and she's like, "I can only do this 4 times." I don't think I mentioned that part, but anyway. So that's why
you did.
Okay.
But, okay.
So that's
cool.
Why she throws the coach in the water and she's like, count to 4, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay, bitch.
So, this episode of the podcast is sponsored by all the levels of my voice, low, medium, and high, because I've hit them all. I've hit all of them. So anyway, they're pulled up into this computer and it says 1,000 simulations complete. Cut to modern day, well, more or less, uh-huh. like whatever, in a bar. Amy, modern day Amy, she has like a nose ring or something fancy, looks at her phone.
I have a nose ring.
Something
so.
Fancy. She looks at her phone and she sees Frank's face and it says 99.8% match. She looks up. She sees Frank across the bar and he is doing the same thing. He's looking at his phone and it says her face, 99.8% match. He looks up and they smile across the bar at each other And then a song plays and the screen goes black. Mirror.
Do you think that that's them in the next simulation, or do you think that that is them in real life?
I'm going to tell you what it is. So...
Perfect.
This is my podcast. So I wrote, do you get it? Question mark, which clearly you don't. So let me explain to you. They signed up for this dating service. And what this dating service is, it's a weird fucking Black Mirror thing where they somehow clone them into the computer and they do simulations. Did you see the episode USS Callister?
Is that the Star Trek one?
Do you remember? Yeah. This is partly... Like, Black Mirror obviously never comes out and tells you what it's about. So this is obviously partly, like, what I think happened. So what I think happens is when they sign up for this dating service, they are electronically cloned, like How I Met Your Mother was, the mom from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
And they are put through 1,000 of them. Like, they're probably cloned 1,000 times, and they're put through these simulations. And every single time in the sim, or 99.8% of the time in the simulation, these two rebel against the system. And that's how you know they're supposed to be together. So I think that means, I think that means that every single person, this is where I'm not sure, but I don't know if everyone else in the simulation that they date is also in it, or if those are just like computer generated people, you know what I mean? That's what I'm not sure about, but so I figured out, and like this, it took me till the second time when I watched this to realize what it was actually, because I thought what it was like those two rebelled and they're the 0.2% that doesn't work, but then I realized that you know what I mean, like maybe they're the 0.2% of the percentage that doesn't get matched up, but then I realized I think that's wrong. So
I think something
like they're cloned electronically and they're put through these simulations and that's how they end up together. And that's how they get that 99.8% match or something.
Okay. So they find each other in real life. That's really the romantic in me needs to know that happens.
I guess I don't really know.
You're like, that
because now
doesn't
that I've
matter,
explained
but
it,
it's
I'm
for...
like not. I don't know. I feel tired. This one doesn't make me feel sick. This one just makes me feel tired.
It makes me feel happy because they got their 1,000 simulations.
But like, would you?
Yeah.
Do this? Like, if you knew in the end, you would.
No. Like... I don't trust technology enough to like update my software.
Okay, well, you
on
should
phone,
do that. Maybe
alone...
I mean, just to keep up with the times, but. I don't think I would either because I don't trust dating sites because all men are murderers. But I think that that's not true. Please don't email me.
I didn't comment after that because I'm deciding if I believe it or not. And I think
you
I
do believe that. I'm just afraid of all men, but we don't have to talk about that.
Although I watch way too much crime, true crime stuff to know that women are also murderers.
But not really.
But,
so not a high, not as much. High percentage. But anyway, so... So anyway, I wouldn't do it for that reason, just because I am afraid of all men. But think about it. Okay, just think about it. This is a simulation. Like, obviously, your cloned self knows this is happening, but like, you don't. Like, you in real life doesn't know any of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just.
I think one Mackenzie is enough. Like, I don't.
Honestly,
know
I'm hoping for 1,001 Mackenzies. Then I'll be happy.
Yeah, I don't think the world needs that. Well, I think just one.
Yeah. Hi, babes and buttheads. It wouldn't be an episode of Allison's Closet without some sort of crazy technical difficulty. So that being said, there was a weird delay towards the end of this episode, but it took us 2 fucking times to record this episode and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. So I was not about to delete it just because of the end. So I'll tell you here and now, Mac and I said some really inspiring shit and you really missed out, but I'll have her back so you can hear it again. Follow me on Instagram at Allison's Closet Podcast. You can also email me if you have any, if you can tell me how this episode actually ends and if my theory is correct or incorrect, email me at allisonsclosetpodcast@gmail.com. 1 L in Allison. All right, that's it. Goodbye.